Ohio now allows one felony or one misdemeanor. In this bill, they will allow, or we will allow, one felony and one misdemeanor or two misdemeanors.
Does this mean a prospective employer won't know that a prospective employee was in prison?
Yeah, the employer will not know that that person have been convicted of a crime. However, it is a nonviolent offense. It excludes anybody that has been convicted of rape, murder, any kind of heinous crime. So it's always a nonviolent crime, such as stealing hubcaps or maybe writing a bad check, which I don't condone, but they've paid their debt to society, so they should be allowed to go to work.
And you don't think that causes a problem for employers?
No, because it's a nonviolent offense. And if that person has been out of prison, and that person usually is out of prison at least 4 or 5 years, and they're not even eligible unless they've been out of prison for at least 3 years before they can even apply. So if a person's been on good behavior for at least 3 years, I doubt very serious if they're going to commit any of the crimes. In Cuyahoga County alone, we get at least 6,000 people that are released from prison, just in Cuyahoga County alone, every year. So there are thousands of people that will be in need of this, and they will find it very helpful.
In another year or two or five, looking back, what's the possibility this may backfire, and we may have some of these ex-felons being hired but then getting into trouble?
I don't think that it will backfire. I think that what we'll do is build on this legislation. I think this is a good momentum that Ohio has, and I don't think that backfire, people should even, they shouldn't even think about this thing backfiring, because people will be going to work. People will be stronger in their community. They will have stronger families, and they will be tax-paying citizens.